In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Joel Haggard, Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, gives an update on the COVID lockdowns in Shanghai, which have made it difficult to move imported meat through the port of Shanghai and to lock down consumers.
Shanghai residents have been in their flats 10 or 11 days, but because some neighborhoods have reported cases way before the citywide lockdown, some have been confined to their homes for 30 plus days. Perhaps the biggest issue at the moment is ensuring all those under lockdown are receiving food, and the challenges are enormous. With the help of a huge volunteer corps, bundles of essential foodstuffs are being sent to the front doors of every household. There are two other main ways to try and secure food. You can try to order online, but e-commerce platforms are jammed and the success rate is low in being able to actually book a delivery. And the second way is through group buying schemes, whereby residents of one building collectively try and place larger wholesale-sized orders. But it is difficult to book an order and, more importantly, to get a guaranteed delivery time. Delivery workers can't get to the warehouses. And even if delivery workers pick up goods, they have to run a gauntlet of checks to get to the perimeters of the lockdown neighborhoods and buildings. Clearance times at the port for imported goods are slow because importers can't easily submit paperwork. It's difficult to secure drivers to pick up containers at the port and then to get those containers to the wholesale markets. For imported meat, the challenges are even greater because all imported cold chain products must first move to a designated central warehouse where the meat packaging is tested for the presence of COVID particles, and every box must go through a disinfection process. Want to move product out of Shanghai to neighboring cities and other consumption areas? Well, if you're driving them, expect quarantine checks, especially at the roadway entry points to major cities. The driver's getting checked out for his most recent COVID test, and the imported products are getting checked out for all their inspection disinfection paperwork. So it's definitely a challenging situation right now, but we do remain optimistic that the current hurdles will be short-lived.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.